equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Hey, this is a no-doubt zone. Say it. I live in a no-doubt zone. Next time somebody says, hey, how you doing? Your response is going to be, I live in a no-doubt zone. Well, hello, come on in. Welcome to a brand new edition of Your Breakthrough, where the God of the endless ages, the God of the angel armies, Jehovah Sabaoth, has put a plan in place for your total success. Your future, hear me now, is brimming full of hope with the blessing of the Lord for your family, for your health, spirit, soul, body, all that pertains to life and godliness, and for your financial security. God cares about that as well. You're about to have an overflowing experience of abundance of joy, overwhelming, overcoming victory in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, I know that you're as excited for this brand new year as I am. We're ready for it together, you and me. And it's so very important that you and I position ourselves. Now, hear me. Position ourselves in a posture to receive every blessing that King Jesus, hear me, purchased. He paid the price. He ransomed and redeemed us by paying the sacrificial price. He purchased victory for us on that angry, mean, biting beam, didn't he? And that's why Miss Jonah and I are dedicating the entire first month of this year, January 1st through the 31st. We're going to be fasting. We're going to be praying, interceding. I believe with all my heart, overwhelmingly amazing things, signs, wonders, miracles, healings, salvation, deliverance are coming toward you. Now, your adversary and mine is more than aware of God's promises. And that's why he's positioned every doubt, fear, circumstance, and a lot of people in front of you in an attempt to convince you to just surrender, just give up. But that's not you. No, ma'am, no, sir. You ought to shout right there where you are that God is in you now by the power of the Holy Ghost. You're alive in Christ Jesus today. You're victorious in every situation. So let you and I rejoice. Let's be glad in this, the day that he has made. So important whether it's the beginning of a new day or a new season, some new endeavor, whatever it may be, to place. Now, I need you to lock in here with me and get this. To place the kingdom of God first. This is foundational, my dear friend. And that's the secret to posture yourself to receive the double blessings, double favor, double grace of the Lord. Now, here it is. Are you ready? Get ready. This is God's immutable, unchanging law. First fruits. Let me define it for you. That which comes first. More. That which is of greater importance than all others. That which comes forth first, that which is of greater importance than all others, that's first fruit. You know, it's often said you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Well, first things matter. And what I'm sharing with you, look, this is not surface. This is information that must not be passed over lightly or quickly. This is strong, sturdy, solid foundation. It's a structural pillar in the establishment of God's kingdom and His blessing in your life. This is so intensely important. Romans chapter 11, verse 16. That's where the great apostle Paul himself said it like this. For if the first portion is holy, the batch also is holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches holy. The word in the Hebrew for first fruits is the choicest part. It's required to be the highest quality available. First fruits represents the first of everything, whether it was a man-child or a beast or, you know, a product of the soil. That very first portion was already considered holy unto the Lord. Now, you think about that. The first is holy. Do you know what? Hold on now. Do you know why God is absolutely powerful? It's because He's absolutely holy. Therefore, the first which is holy has power in it to sanctify and bless the entire lump. That simply means that first fruits are set apart. They're set aside for an intended purpose before the Lord. Now, for the ancient Israelites, they certainly understood this to mean not only the first of a grain harvest, but that thing of being only a sign of something greater. More importantly, it was their act of worship whereby they were making Jehovah God Himself first in every area of their lives. Wow, what a truth. First in their family, first in their daily routine, first in whatever vocation or career or business they were involved in. God had to be first. First in their recreation, God had to have the preeminence in their lives, in everything pertaining to the everydayness of their lives. The living God, our Creator, our Sustainer, had to be given absolute preeminence ahead of and above everything else. Let me continue to teach it to you from over in the book of Proverbs. Listen to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your substance. Here it is. With the first fruits of all your increase. That is, if he gave you another, the beginning of it, the first fruits of it must be holy, set apart for him. And that's what's required for you and me to experience God's absolute best in our lives. Here's God's response to our obedience. You ready? Get ready. Your barns will overflow. They're going to be filled with plenty. Now, somebody should have just moved the coffee table out the way and given a shout. Our great, our gracious God is overwhelmingly, abundantly, and let me add, irrefutably clear in his word to us regarding his expectations for everyone who receives his free gift of salvation. Now remember that. You've already got that. Salvation, eternal life, forgiveness of your sins through Jesus Christ our Lord. All of us with no exemptions. When you and I choose, and remember this, it is always a choice. When we choose to honor the Lord with the first fruits of our life, of our labor, of our harvest, of our day, when we choose to bring him the first fruits of what he has blessed us with, remember, it all comes from him, then God continues to release his blessings to us. Listen now. This is very important. Come on in. I don't want you to miss this divine opportunity. Here's why. It only comes one time every year, in the first month of the year. So now, it's time to choose. Now remember, your obedience activates God's promise, God's provision, not only for a day or a week, but for the rest of the year. First fruits, January, first of the year. God is a God of seasons. You know that. He's a God of timing. Your Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus came to earth, watch me, at the appointed time. It was not random. Watch this. The Lord Jesus also came in due season. Timing. I've got it deeply in my heart for you to enjoy every one of the blessings that the Lord Jesus has already prepared for you in the rest of the year, but only you can release it into your life. And all you need to do right now is place Jesus Christ first at the very beginning with your first fruits offering. For some of you, your offering could be the increase from the first day of the year, whatever amount that might be. Others, many, choose to set aside for the work of God's kingdom 1 week's increase, the first week of the first month of the year. Now, some, like Miss Joni and I do every year, we take everything, every increase of the entire month, and we place it before the Lord before the year even begins, our whole first month. What joy it brings to our hearts to obey His command, to bring Him the first, the best of every year. I don't know what amount the Holy Spirit's speaking to you about. I only know He is speaking to you. And all you need to do is respond in obedience. Pick up that phone. It's always right there. Click in that number right there on your screen. Or you could send me that letter. Joni and I love to hold them. And you could do that. But you need to do it by January 31st. What will you place in the hands of God to let Him know He's first place in your life? All the information is right there on your screen. I hope you'll make yourself available to it. So very, very easy to release God's blessing for the rest of the year by sowing an obedient first fruits offering. I'll be back with a whole lot more to teach you in just a moment.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
Well, come on in now as we continue our discovery into God's Word about how to release His blessing, how to position ourselves to receive His blessing for the rest of a new year. Well, at the beginning of any new year, new endeavor, new day, there's something that you and I can do to enter into overwhelming blessing and not have a part in the curse. And it begins, oddly enough, with an examination of ourselves. It's a time well spent at a family altar, in your personal prayer closet, maybe alone in your automobile at a park. I don't know where it is for you. But it's a time of introspection. And here's what we must do. We must honestly answer this question. Are you ready for it? Is God or is He not first in every area of my life? Is He first when you get up in the morning? Is He first when you're making a decision? Or has the leaven of sin crept in, stealing you of your power, daunting your effectiveness, causing you to carry in your countenance a dark cloud of oppression? Well, my dear precious friend, that's not the way God wants you to live. But the only antidote is to put God first. First in your family. Not what you want. Not what they want. What God wants first. First in your career. First in your relationship. My precious breakthrough partner, Curtis. Put God first and believes full well in the power of first fruits. Here's what he put in his letter to me. I've been working a full-time technical job. I've been believing God for a better opportunity that would open up more flexibility. Watch how he's putting God first. More flexibility for church and ministry. So, Curtis says, I sowed a seed. I believe for God to open the door. Then he took a step of faith. I applied for a position at work. I interviewed, and I was elevated to a business role that brought with it, are you ready, an 82% increase. He says it's an absolute breakthrough. To God be the glory. Well, you know, I believe your obedience right now, just like Curtis obeyed, can set off a powerful chain of reaction. Blessing upon blessing, breakthrough upon breakthrough. Now, perhaps this is your first exposure to the biblical teaching of first fruits. Well, now that you've heard, it's time to obey. You want to always offer to God first fruits, which are the best. You say, well, Pastor Rod, what is my best? Only the Holy Spirit can tell you that. But make it your best and make sure it's a first fruits of this year. And then get ready for the blessings of God as you sow your first fruits offering at the beginning of this year. God's blessing will flow throughout the year. So call right now. Do it. Pick up that phone. The number's right there on your screen. You do not want to be left out of a covering of the year as a result of your first fruit seed sown in January. So you can call, you can sit down and write to me. We love to get your letters, pray over them. Choose, make the choice to express to the Lord Jesus Christ that you've chosen of your own free volition, your will, you've chosen abundant life and blessing.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing. because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
Now listen, if you haven't already included your, and I always like to say urgent prayer requests. Now you need to do that now, because coming up on the last day of the month, January 31st, 9 o'clock Eastern time, I will broadcast a very powerful live online prayer service. It's a time for you, time for me to stand together, united in our faith, believing God to move in the specific areas of your life you need Him to move the most.
Rod Parsley's prayer for you is that 2026 will bring you deeper purpose, greater provision, and abundant blessing, because you've obeyed God's instruction.
It's true. What you do now determines what God will do next. Open the door for God's divine blessing, as Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6.
The first month of the year is the time to put first things first. Honor the Lord with your very best first fruits offering and target your seed toward the most important needs in your life.
As you give, Dr. Parsley wants to thank you by sending you this uplifting flip calendar, Begin with Grace, Inspiration for Daily Life. Center your day on the truth of God's Word and His promise for you and your family.
You'll also receive the exciting two-part teaching series, Freedom First. You'll be enriched and empowered as you learn God's key to your freedom.
Trade your plan for His purpose. All these gifts will build your faith for a year of new beginnings and abundant blessing.
Call with your first fruits offering. Visit rodparsley.com or rush your letter in the mail by January 31st. Give with expectation that God will prosper you, your family, health, finances, and future in 2026.
This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. Thank you for your generous support of the Rod Parsley Podcast. Uplifting, encouraging episodes drop every Tuesday morning, available wherever you get your podcasts. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.